Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Teresa Douglas Patterson, second year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies. On May 21st, 1921, the Barbados agricultural reporter carried a story on two notorious figures, Alonzo Rock and David Clark, also known as Baden Powell. Alonzo Rock, who had multiple convictions, was found unconscious and bleeding from the head after being shot by David Baden Powell Clark, a man with multiple convictions. Although Rock was admitted to the General Hospital for treatment, no trace of a bullet could be found. While the wound was not considered serious, it was sufficient to keep him confined and quiet. Clark was charged with grievous bodily harm, and although he was not required to plead to the indictable offense, he chose to conduct his own defense. The evidence began with the testimony of James Harris, a boatman, stated that around 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, while standing on Suttle Street facing Tudor Street, he saw George Clark walking up the street as Rock approached. He then saw Rock suddenly fall. At the same time, a man dressed in white, who had been in the gallery of Jane Herbert's house opposite, ran back into the two-story building. Harris moved towards Rock and found him lying unconscious and bleeding from the head. Although he did not recognize the man in the gallery, he overheard two boys saying they had seen him and knew it was Baden Powell. He was about 40 yards away when Rock fell. Harris noted, however, that there was no sound of a firearm. He left Rock to go summon the police. Upon returning, Harris said he saw Clark coming down from the direction of Tudor Street and heard him say, "They say I kill a man." He further stated that Clark went into the same house from which Harris had seen the man run from the gallery. Another witness, George Clark, also a boatman, testified that he was walking up Suttle Street when he met Rock near Jane Herbert's residence. About 20 feet away, he heard a sound like someone falling and heard Harris shout, "Don't hide, don't hide, the man in white." Turning around, he saw Clark lying unconscious and bleeding in the street with one hand in his pocket. George Clark then went to the back of Walk's property next door to Herbert's, hoping to see if someone was escaping. He heard someone moving upstairs in Herbert's house, and shortly after, a window opened and the defendant climbed through and escaped into the next yard. Clark called out to Clarence Small to come witness the escape. Seeing what was happening, Clarence Small shouted, "Don't run, Powell. I see you. You killed a man, and now you are trying to get away." In his observation, he noted that Clark, the defendant, had been dressed in a white suit earlier in the day, although he appeared in blue dungarees in court. In his defense, Clark argued that it would have been more convenient for him to escape through another yard rather than Walk's yard. With no further witnesses at this stage, His Worship adjourned the hearing until Wednesday the 25th of the following week, and Clark's application for bail was refused.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.